KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 27 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady this morning at 27. We look forward to be cloudy today with a chance of light snow, freezing rain, or rain this afternoon and a high around 34. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for the western half of Iowa, primarily from 10 p.m. until noon on Friday. Freezing drizzle is mainly expected with accumulations of less than 1/10 of an inch. Well, the Iowa DNR field office staff responded Tuesday to a report of an overturned combine in a creek northeast of Exira. Authorities said yesterday it appears the combine released about 30 to 50 gallons of diesel fuel and an unknown amount of hydraulic fluid into an unnamed tributary which flows northwest into David's Creek. According to the State Patrol, the accident happened around 8:36 p.m. Monday on 240th Street near Pheasant Avenue. 30-year-old Brent Chambers of Hanlon told authorities he was westbound on 240th and a 2019 John Deere S780 combine with a corn head attached to the front and was pulling a corn head trailer behind. He came upon a one-lane bridge without railings or markers and was beginning to cross when Chambers said he felt the floor begin to give way. As he attempted to lower the corn head, the south side of the structure collapsed and the combine overturned into a creek bed below, coming to rest on the driver's side. The combine was empty and there were no load limit signs posted for the bridge. There were also no reports of injuries or estimate of damages at the combine and the bridge. The combine is owned and operated by Chambers Farms. The DNR said Wednesday that an environmental contractor was handling the cleanup efforts in the unnamed tributary and no sheen or fish kill was observed in David's Creek. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said yesterday that DNR Conservation Officer Gary Sisko and DNR Park Ranger Katie Heppner responded Tuesday evening to a stranded boat with duck hunters on West Blue Lake, a marsh off of Blue Lake in Monona County. Three duck hunters were stranded in their boat after they sheared the cotter pin on the prop shaft and were without any propulsion. The officer and ranger towed the boat and hunters to safety at the boat ramp during the snowstorm. The snowstorm made the nighttime rescue effort difficult due to the heavy snowfall, high winds, blowing snow, and cold temperatures, along with blustery wind chills. Sheriff's officials in Mills County yesterday said a Nebraska man was arrested Tuesday morning following a pursuit. 41-year-old Jacob Tuttle of Omaha was driving a stolen 2013 Nissan on 195th Street at 75 miles per hour in a 55 zone at around 2 a.m. When law enforcement attempted to pull the vehicle over, Tuttle attempted to elude him. During the pursuit, speeds reached in excess of 100 miles per hour where the chase was northbound on 195th Street. When Tuttle approached the intersection of Bungie Avenue, he failed to make the turn. The vehicle entered the north ditch and came to rest in a field north of the ditch. There were no injuries reported. The vehicle had been reported stolen from Omaha on November 24th. Tuttle was taken into custody on numerous charges, among them theft in the second degree, eluding, a controlled substance violation, OWI first offense, felon in possession of a firearm, interference with official acts, and possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Mills County Jail on a $50,000 bond. And one person was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital Tuesday afternoon following an accident on Highway 275 in Mills County. A 1991 International dump truck driven by 57-year-old Clay Moore of Omaha was northbound on 275 at around 3:40 p.m. when the dual axle of the truck came off the vehicle and struck a northbound 2015 Mitsubishi driven by 33-year-old Jamie Flora of Pacific Junction. Flora was transported to the hospital by Tabor Rescue for treatment of suspected minor injuries. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a 1993 Dodge pickup that was stolen sometime Tuesday night ran a stop sign at around 3 a.m. Wednesday, knocking down the stop sign before continuing through a fence and into a field where it hit a tree. The accident happened on the southeast side of Creston. The vehicle, owned by Paul Clark of Afton, sustained about $5,000 damage and was declared a total loss. Damage to the fence owned by Hewlett & Sons Salvage and the Union County Secondary Roads Department sign amounted to $800 altogether. The person driving the truck was unknown. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday they arrested Tuesday night a Council Bluffs man. 19-year-old Seth Thomas Morgan was arrested following a traffic stop in Walnut. He was taken into custody on a warrant for credit card fraud and transported to the Pott County Jail. 33-year-old Justin Paul Toth of Cleveland, Texas, was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Pott County following an investigation into a stolen vehicle and a disturbance on I-29 northbound near mile marker 60. Authorities say a stolen truck, gooseneck trailer loaded with a skid steer were recovered. Justin Toth was arrested for theft in the first-degree motor vehicle related. His bond was set at $10,000. A former care provider in Sioux City has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for stealing from her clients. 50-year-old Lisa Sembach Preston was sentenced Tuesday. She pleaded guilty to 2 counts of dependent adult abuse and 2 counts of theft. The judge ordered her to repay nearly $58,000 to Crossroads of Western Iowa, a Council Bluffs-based nonprofit that provides services to adults with disabilities and mental illness. The records say that Sembach Preston was responsible for each victim's bank accounts and financial matters. The thefts occurred from February 2015 to April 2017. Authorities say she used the money to pay for furniture, clothes, and a trip to Las Vegas. Well, smartphones and politics are two things Iowans should not bring to the Thanksgiving table today. A national survey conducted by a West Des Moines branding and marketing agency finds certain topics should remain off limits and electronic gadgets should be switched off. Doug Jeske, president of Meeks, said the survey found Thanksgiving is a time for family and not Facebook.
About 70% of Americans say they find the use of mobile phones and other devices at the Thanksgiving table annoying, yet 43% still allow it. And about a third of us admit to using or checking our smartphones ourselves.
It's suggested that the Thanksgiving dinner hosts make a rule before the feast begins that anyone caught using their phone during the meal has to wash all the dishes.
I think that'd be a great idea. We as Americans profess to want to be with our families at the Thanksgiving holiday, yet some of us find ways to disconnect from them when we're together. So maybe if there was a disincentive of having to help with cleanup, it might keep us focused on the conversation at hand.
It's long been said that polite conversation should not include politics or religion. The survey found politics is declining as a popular topic on Thanksgiving Day.
4 years ago, one in four Americans said that politics typically came up at the Thanksgiving table. This year, it's down to one in six. We're a little divided as a nation, perhaps a lot divided, so it's easier to talk about the good things that are going on or how good the mom's pecan pie is rather than talk about things like impeachment.
As for religion, one in five of those surveyed said they never say a prayer at the Thanksgiving table. That's up slightly from 17% in 2016. And while mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, and cranberry sauce remain a constant on a Thanksgiving menu, the latest survey found one change from tradition.
Turkey still dominates as a Thanksgiving dinner item, but mac and cheese, for the first time we've been doing the survey, made the top 10 list of dishes. It looks like it displaced box stuffing from last year's results.
3 in 10 Americans say macaroni and cheese is typically served as their primary Thanksgiving meal. Also this year, nearly 1 in 5 surveyed said they'll have groceries delivered for Thanksgiving. 100 teachers have endorsed Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, and she marked a milestone with many of them at a campaign event Wednesday in Waukee.
Today, public school teachers are working against all kinds of odds that include student-teacher ratios. They're doing crisis intervention. They're doing therapy. They're doing diagnosis and treatment of all kinds of things.
The first policy rollout of Harris's campaign was proposed to directly use federal money to boost the salaries of public school teachers. The Harris campaign calculates her proposal would give Iowa teachers a $12,000 a year raise. The Iowa State Education Association has been an active voice on Iowa's political stage for decades. Some members of the union recently have said they're becoming more politically active after the state legislature limited their collective bargaining rights. Harris notes that children spend a majority of their waking hours with their teachers, and she says teachers are bearing the responsibility of the classroom instruction along with security.
The teachers that I've talked with just as recently as the beginning of this last school year, teacher orientation includes teaching them how to tackle a gunman.
And Harris's family has flown to Iowa. She's cooking or was cooking yesterday Thanksgiving dinner for them at a home in Des Moines. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.